Did I not tell you that Dave Elvin would make a second appearance in my program? Yeah, that's him performing with the Knitters, doing Steppenwolf's Born to be Wild. Would you believe Hermann Hesse, who wrote the novel Steppenwolf back in, I think it was like 1927, from which the band took their name. He was actually born, now it's yesterday, but July 2nd, 1877. Before that, how about some Conway Twitty from 1973? That song was released 48 years ago yesterday. You've never been this far before, which is kind of a really, really creepy song. And it's also creepy to know that it was the song of the year. It was the song of the year back in 1973. Some Greenbrier Boys. Greenbrier Boys doing the first version. Michael Nesmith of the Monkees wrote it. The Stone Ponies had a small hit out of it, but a different drum. That was the original version. Ralph Rinsler of the Greenbrier Boys died back in 1994 on July 2nd. He was a mandolin player, if you were unaware of that. And one thing, you know what I didn't know and I learned about the Greenbrier Boys as I was kind of doing some research, Eric Weisberg, who passed away a year ago in March at the age of 80. Eric Weisberg, you may know from Dueling Banjos. That was like the big hit he had. Well, he was an original member of the Greenbrier Boys, but never actually recorded anything with them before he had left the band. And then the man in black himself, Johnny Cash, starting off the entire set with his version of Mr. Garfield, who was shot 140 years ago. That is yesterday as well. Those were all yesterday things. I just couldn't squeeze in. And of course, if you're listening to my Tuesday Encore edition, that was like 4 days ago now. But, you know, it is what it is, and that's what it is. My name is Paul. This is a show called the Viva La Mach. A couple little pieces of business I need to get to before we wrap up the program, as we are putting a big bow on it as you are listening. Oh, I should tell you before I get to that, my background music for the duration of the evening, if you've been able to hear it, has actually been U2's song, 4th of July. So I've just, what the heck, put that on repeat and throw it in the background as we're just hanging out doing things. So between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, you know what? Life can get pretty busy. So you should actually take time for yourself, and you should schedule an eye exam today. You might be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, you can go to nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This message is brought to you by the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health, and, of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Don't forget, you can go to our schedule. You can go to wrct.org and see my entire playlist. So if you missed a song, if you're listening on Friday, you're like, oh, man, I missed that. Guess what? Catch me Tuesdays from 2 to 6 here on 88.3 FM. And if you've got a suggestion for a future request, wrctrequest@gmail.com is the email. Thanks for listening.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall, then blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savant. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Solomon used on lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name's Mark, thanks a lot. You think he's having me, but he's not.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark.
Hey kids, it's time for Uncle Mackey's cartoon show.
Gigantic, gigantic, a creepy love.
Pixies wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program with a Gigantic. Before the Pixies, it was Roy and the Devil's Motorcycle with Learn to Lose. Also played Miroslava, former Pittsburgh band. I mean, they're always a Pittsburgh band. They're just they're defunct. With Read Between the Lines. Start off the entire set with some Lou Reed from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. So people call me Mock. They call me the Mockster. They call me Mocky. They call me, I don't know, things like that. Okay, just my mom calls me Mocky, but, you know, that's just between you and me. Anyway, we've got a great show lined up for you. Hour by hour, we just take it as it comes and take it as it goes and play music. That's what we do. If you have not tuned in or heard this show before, welcome. Welcome. Buckle your seatbelt. Brace yourself. Because it's going to get funky. It's the Ravenettes here on the Viva La Mock radio program on WRCT.
If you kiss that girl, you won't be caught.
His Black Sheets of Rain release. That's Bob Mould here on the Viva La Mock radio program telling you it's too late. Hey, before the Bob Mould, how about some Dinosaur Jr.? Went back to You're Living All Over Me for the long lotion in that set of music as well from the Nobody's Cool album Blind For Now, and start off the entire set with some Ravenettes. Love in a Trash Can. My name's Paul. You can love me in a trash can if you want. I don't know what that means. We're about halfway through this hour of a program called Viva La Mock. I appreciate when you tune in and check out what's going on. If you got a suggestion for a song, just reach out to me. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the bestest way to get a song out on the airwaves for your special someone, which might be you. It's Blake Babies. Always got to wait for that last little drum roll on that one. Some REM here on the Viva La Mock radio program from Fables of the Reconstruction and Can't Get There From Here. Before the REM, some brand new music from Nick Frater. New album's called Earworms. Played you What's With Your Heavy Hearts. Also, fellow Athens, Georgia band Love Tractor from the Themes from Venus album gave us Satan. And if my facts are correct, I believe Bill Berry was actually the drummer for both of those bands at their inception. And when I say both those bands, I'm also referring to REM. Sorry, my brain knew where I was going with that. And at one point, he had to decide, hey, which of these bands do I want to stick with? And I'm pretty sure he made the right call. Pretty sure. Before the Love Tractor, some Blake Babies. Julian Hatfield, Free to Love, and John Strome, the Blake Babies, doing the Grassroots cover of Temptation Eyes. Gets us where we are now. We're about, let's give it about 15 minutes before the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do want to remind you that you can actually pull up a chair and have breakfast for dinner here at WRCT. Yeah, if you join DJ Chris Wired as he serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Within that, there's power pop, there's jangle pop, there's punk, there's psychedelic. Anything that really feeds the mind. It's Sunday nights from 10 to 11 here in WRCT. Also, you can hear a replay of the program Wednesday afternoons at 5 o'clock. So in case you miss it Sunday night, we got a nice little replay for you. I'm trying to think if there's anything else really pertinent I should be telling you right now. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I mean, as I look at the calendar, I do know that we're into the 11th month of the year. What does that mean? That just means that it's going to get colder. Got some holidays coming up. I'll tell you that much. Also, I got to play some National from the Alligator album. It's Mr. November. The Viva La Mock radio program on WRCT.
This is nothing like it was in my room, in my best clothes, trying to think of you. This is nothing like it was in my room, in my best clothes. I'm
wish that I believed in fate. I wish I didn't sleep so late. I used to be carried in the arms of cheerleaders.
We'll be right back. walks around without a whole lot to do. He's got no car, he's got no clothes, does what he does and that's all he knows. Cause he's a down and out, he's doing what he can. He's happy every day, he's got nothing to lose, he's found his way. He's a down and out, he's doing what he can. He's happy every day, he's got nothing to lose, he's found his way.
Everybody
tell you, if you're not dancing after that song, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what your problem is. That's a dancing song. That's some brand new music from the brothers Steve from their Dose album with Get On Up. Before the brothers Steve, the Dickies. The Dickies in there with Donut Man. Did you observe National Donut Day recently when it occurred? Did you even know about it? Do you even care? Just look it up. It's fun sometimes. Like, hey, what day is it today? And you look it up and you're like, oh, all right. It's Drop a Penny on the Ground Day. And then you just drop a penny on the ground, you know? Hey, before the Dickies, Not a Surf went back to Let Go. Played The Way You Wear Your Head. And start off the entire set. The entire set started it off with The National from the Alligator album with Mr. November. Hey, I do want to remind you, even though we're in the midst of a pandemic, we still are. Whether you think we are or not, we really are. But now we've got a regular flu season kicks on top of that. So I'm just asking you to help protect your family from just the regular flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. The Moxster just got his about a week ago. It's quick, it's easy, and it will protect you all season long. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. How do you do that? Well, cover your cough. Stay home from work or school if you're not feeling well. And wash your hands often. In fact, go wash them right now while I'm talking. Oh, and third, there are actual drugs out there that can actually treat the flu illness. And they work best when they're started early. Learn more at the CDC's website, cdc.gov/fightflu. My name is Paul. I'm the Moxster. You're listening to a program called the Viva La Mock. We are coming up on the top of the hour. You know what happens at the top of the hour? Fun and exciting things.
No one wants to be a victim of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB, a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is my little radio show called Viva La Mock. And you've been listening or hearing me. I'm hoping you've been listening. But if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you've been hearing me play a lot of stuff off of the new 4019s album. It came out earlier this year. Well, guess what? The 4019s, I've been telling you, are coming to town. And it's right around the corner. And what better way to talk about the shows, where they're happening, what's happening, is why not ask the 4019s themselves? Right now on the phone with me is Nick Z from the 4019s. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy? Great to be on your show.
Hey, man. Great. I'm glad you could take the time, and let's pump up these shows you've got. You're kind of doing a mini, I'm calling it a mini Western PA tour, because you've got like three dates in our backyard, I believe. Am I right with that coming up?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we're coming in on the 12th of November. And so the 12th will be at Woolly Bullies in New Brighton. We're doing two shows back to back on the 13th as well at Woolly's. On the 12th, it's a 7 p.m. show. And then on the 13th, it's a 4 p.m. show. We're going to do early, kind of like we do at the wineries. So, and then, of course, on the 14th, we'll be at the Steelers tailgate bash at Stage AE. Exciting.
Yeah, so and the Steelers tailgate bash, that's just free to go into, is it not?
Yeah, it's either, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, with Stage AE, it's either going to be outdoors or indoors, weather dependent, obviously. We're hoping that we come in and it's one of those beautiful Pittsburgh autumn days that I remember as a kid. So, but either way, we're ready to rock.
Now let's talk about that. So Nick, you've got some roots back here in the great Steel City area, and then And then you left. You left the little scene here, and you went out to L.A. and kind of got yourself wrapped up in the scene out there. Isn't that right?
Right. In the early 80s, I was working at a place called the Dark Room downtown by Point Park. A lot of your listeners may remember or worked there at one point. And that was like ground zero for at least for me and a lot of the Pittsburgh punk scene guys from the Five, the Cardboards, Car Sickness. Oh man, everybody worked there, and that was like the place, you know. So I got to get introduced to that scene. My sister worked there, and that's how I knew about it, because she used to take photographs and stuff from with all those bands. And then I moved to LA a couple years later, and got involved with that scene. But I always look back at that Pittsburgh scene because that was where my roots were, and what formulated my outlook on everything, you know.
So you've got a new album out, or I should say you had an album released in 2021. So to me, that's new. It's current. It's on Big Stir. And this was actually your first full length for Big Stir. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we've known Big Stir for a couple years. And they started as this small label doing shows at the local venue here in Burbank. And then they started putting out records, and we were able to put one out with them. And it's been doing quite well.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs that are actually on this record. So I should give some background. So the 4019s are an LA-based band with, obviously, you've got Nick, who's got Pittsburgh roots. You've got members who have like Michigan Midwestern roots with the band. And like, you start off the entire album with this great track called It's For Fun. It's got this, obviously, and I think it's meant to be, it's got this Detroit swagger to it. So what was the agenda?